Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. The government is set to release the monthly jobs report for July in about half an hour. Economists predict that it'll show employers added 175,000 jobs in July and that the unemployment rate dipped to 4.8% from 4.9% in June. If that turns out to be the case, it would ease concerns that the economy is struggling. New this morning, Donald Trump now admits he did not actually watch a video of a plane delivering $400 million in cash to Iran last January. Now, this is what he's been saying for the last 2 days.
The tape was made, right? You saw that with the airplane coming in, nice plane, and the airplane coming in, and the money coming off, I guess, right? That was given to us, has to be, by the Iranians. And you know why the tape was given to us? Because they want to embarrass our country.
But after his own campaign staff acknowledged there was no such videotape, Trump himself this morning tweeted that, quote, "The plane I saw on television was the hostage plane in Geneva, Switzerland, not the plane carrying $400 million in cash going to Iran." Hundreds of thousands of people have descended on Rio for the start of the 2016 Olympics tonight.
People were warned about a number of issues before coming down to Rio, but here at Copacabana Beach, folks said they've been out and about without encountering any problems. William Blaschka came from Manhattan to watch several Olympic events.
Fingers crossed it goes according to plan.
These folks came from the UK to root for England.
I haven't had any hassle particularly. It seems really vibrant. Lots of things going on.
We're staying in Vidigau at the back of the favela. And it's been really, really great, really vibrant, really lively. We've not really had any sniff of any trouble, and the people have been very welcoming. We're loving it.
The security seems to be very, very good indeed.
Steve Kastenbaum at Copacabana Beach in Rio.
Authorities in Florida are waging war on the mosquitoes that spread the Zika virus, and they are making a desperate call to Washington for help.
We're doing aerial spraying for adulticide, which basically helps control the adult population of mosquitoes.
Authorities in Florida launching a massive air war on mosquitoes spreading the Zika virus. That local fight flanked by a federal effort to test a possible vaccine.
The NIH just announced the first clinical trials in humans.
But some, including Florida Governor Rick Scott, are frustrated with Washington's lack of help on the current outbreak.
Is it disappointing the federal government has not done theirs? Yeah, it's disappointing.
The president chiding Congress for going on vacation before approving his funding request to fight the virus. I'm Reid Binion.
And some lawmakers from our area are among those who want Congress to return and act quickly to approve funding to fight the Zika virus.
Democratic senators write a letter telling Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan to call Congress back from break to approve emergency Zika funding. Republican Congresswoman Barbara Comstock agrees they need more money now.
We want to make sure we have all the resources
to keep Zika from spreading.
We don't want to have it come here anywhere. You know, obviously, I know my colleagues in Florida certainly are concerned.
While mosquitoes in Florida have given people Zika, nobody in our region has been infected by local mosquitoes. 56 Virginians did get the virus while traveling abroad. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,352, the Nasdaq at 5166. Sports after a Thursday night off, the Nationals open a weekend series with the Giants tonight at Nats Park. The Orioles fall into a first-place tie in the AL East with a loss to Texas. WMAL News Time 8:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, I've got an idea for you.
Chris Plant.
I've got a lot of audio, as you might imagine, and also a lot to say about this, as you might also imagine.
Weekdays 9 to noon on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Thank you, Willis Carrier, for inventing air conditioning. Hey, it's Brian Wilson. I'm sure you're enjoying the air conditioning just as much as I am. Now here's the goal. Keep that cold air inside your home. Thompson Creek Window Company can help you with that. They can save you money on your electric bills with their super energy efficient windows. You've heard me talk about Thompson Creek Windows for years now. Why? Because the Thompson Creek Window Company designs, builds, and installs the best windows in town. Each window is custom made for our unique climate and just for your home. Plus, they offer the world's first flexible window screen. It's nearly indestructible, barely visible, and simple to use. Thompson Creek is the only window manufacturer in Maryland to offer flex screen. This is your final chance to get 25% off every window with the biggest window sale of the year. That's 25% off every window. Pick up the phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK, and tell them Brian Wilson sent you.
Sweet Thompson Creek.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, we're a bit busy on 95 in each direction south of 123 in the Woodbridge area. The accident activity slowing everyone. So northbound, as you come north past the Potomac Mills sign, a solid lineup. The incident before 123 looks like they have most everything over to the right, just blocking that one far right lane, but that could be changing with additional emergency units responding. Southbound south of 123 for the delays as well. On to the inner loop of the Beltway through Annandale to Tyson's. The volume with us, 66, much improved into Gainesville. Incident gone. Still the work zone, but not causing any delays. Brief delay eastbound as you approach the exit for 28. Centerville may have stalled along the way. Still closed and under police direction in Manassas. 234 southbound Sudley Road, 234 south of 66 at Coverstone Drive for the accident investigation. Northbound one lane will get you by. And again, a reminder in Wheaton, emergency road crews slowing George Avenue southbound at University Boulevard. Only one lane open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Ended up the work week here with stray afternoon showers and thunderstorms mainly. I wouldn't be surprised if something tries to sneak in this morning. A lot of clouds, 87. Tonight, 75. A thunderstorm early. Better chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Maybe severe ones. 92. Sunshine, low 90s Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 76 in Arlington, 72 in Hyattsville, 76 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Jiffy Lube. And NFL stars praising President Obama for commuting his grandmother's life sentence for cocaine trafficking. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington Comes to Talk. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we'll be joined by Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
We got to talk about the Olympics here. Also, I want to let you know today at 5 o'clock, a special edition of the Drive at 5, as Dorothy Woods, the widow of Tyrone Woods, who died in Benghazi that night 4 years ago, she'll be in studio with me for the entire hour. We got plenty to talk about, and I really want you to be a part of that, so make sure you listen. So it's the Olympics starting tonight. Big deal, right, out of Rio de Janeiro.
Right.
And, you know, politicians love to be a part of these things. You know, when there's a Super Bowl, they always get the mayors and the governors doing the bet and everything. And, you know, it's like they can't just leave our sports alone. They have to stick their nose in and they have to be a part of other things that we're watching. So
Right. Here
it is. Chuck Schumer, senator out of New York. My guess is he'll be the minority leader when Harry Reid retires this year.
That's
He's the second ranking man, right? And he has a bill that will probably get bipartisan support and is going to go through, where he wants to alleviate a tax on medalists who win in Rio.
That seems nice.
If you get a gold medal, you get $25,000 cash. Silver gets $15,000, and bronze gets $10,000.
That seems very nice.
But of course, you're gonna have to pay taxes on anyone else would.
Right.
We got to pay taxes if you win the lottery or whatever
50%,
like that.
Right? Yeah.
Sure. Okay. So there you go. Taxman jumps in right after you hear your national anthem playing there as you stand on the podium. Now, do you agree? Should we waive the tax on that money? But before you answer, I mean, you may think you agree with this. 888-630-WMAL, 888-630-9625. But there's more to this story, because I'm going to need you to respond to Chuck Schumer, because here's his argument. Here's his rationale as to why these Olympic athletes that he's singling out, why the winners of medals should get the tax alleviated.
Now, years and years of unrelenting training, representing our country on a global stage, achieving one of the greatest feats in the world in their sport, our athletes deserve thanks and praise, not a bill from the IRS.
And he went on to say the Olympic athletes should not be penalized for their hard work. They shouldn't be penalized for victory, for winning. We shouldn't do that. Now, I agree. Let's get rid of this tax. But why stop there? I mean, do you work hard? When you make a lot of money, get that big promotion, get that big bonus, when you get a nice salary, even a moderate salary, because of the hard work and the training and the education that you put in to get your job, aren't you winning in life? Aren't you a victor? Haven't you done something for our country by contributing to the economy on a daily basis, by getting in there and working and driving the economic engine of America? Where's your tax break, Chuck Schumer? 888-630-9625. I'd love for you to chime in on this. 888-630-WMAL.
Well, I mean, this is pretty rich. Let me see if I have this right. Wait. Chuck Schumer says, you know, if because these people, and they have, they've worked very hard, and they find success in the Olympic competitions, that they should not be penalized. And he doesn't find any irony in that statement, given the fact that many, many people go out there and they work hard every day and they contribute to society and they help, you know, fuel the economic engine that makes this country great. And yet they are heavily penalized by this government. That's, you know, listen, Chuck, you got the right idea here. You just need to expand upon it a little bit, because I think actually you might have something here.
Now, years and years of unrelenting training, representing our country on a global stage, achieving one of the greatest feats in the world in their sport. Our athletes deserve thanks and praise, not a bill from the IRS.
All right. Well, there's that. If you want to chime in on that and tell Chuck Schumer a thing or two, and also, do you agree? I mean, listen, I love our athletes, and I love any tax cut that comes along, but I don't understand why we're singling them out. You know, the very few. How many Olympic athletes are there for the U.S. team? Maybe 400, 500?
Maybe 400, I don't know.
All right.
A guess.
And how many of them are going to medal? You know, I mean, let's say maybe a
third of them.
Let's say we get, 100 or some odd medals. Okay, so Chuck Schumer gets all these accolades, and everyone thinks he's a hero, and he gets patted on the back because he's given a tax break to the very few people who are going to win an Olympic medal. And by the way, a lot of those Olympic medalists, they're going to go on, and they're going to make a lot of money with endorsements, and they're going to do just fine for themselves. But they, wouldn't you agree that in our nation, in our country, the Olympic athletes are the elite amongst us, aren't they? They are the elite of the elite. I would argue that they're beyond the top 1% of our nation. Oh, they are the 1/1,000th of 1%. Yeah. But there's Chuck Schumer giving a tax break to the 1%ers, elites amongst us. James in Fairfax, you're on WMAL. What do you think, James?
Hey, James.
Hey, good morning. In the realms of ridiculous, Schumer speaks again. I would just like to point out that if anybody represents the United States on a world stage, and anybody who has gone through arduous training and dedicated themselves 100% and sacrificed for the image of the country, it's the U.S. military. So why aren't they getting a full tax break?
Well, there you go. Absolutely.
Right, James.
You've got it right.
I mean, just think about these words of Chuck Schumer here, senator from New York, Democrat. He's talking about Olympic athletes, but for a moment, just, you know, replace athletes with soldiers or Marines or sailors.
Now, years and years of unrelenting training.
Yep.
Representing our country on a global stage.
Yep.
Achieving one of the greatest feats in the world in their sport.
Oh.
Our athletes deserve thanks and praise, not a bill from the IRS.
If we're going to give a tax break to Olympic medalists, we should give a hell of a tax break to our active duty military and to vets. I think if you're a combat war veteran, I mean, you should get years of tax-free, even when you leave the military. Roy in Stafford, we just lost Roy. He wanted to make a similar point. By the way, you guys, this often happens. Oh, the last caller stole my thunder. Listen, if we want you to talk, we want to hear your voice too. It's okay to have the same idea. We want to hear your take on it, okay? So how about Marty in Oak Hill? Marty, you're on WMAL.
Hey, morning, guys. Just want to let you know, agree 100% with you. I'm a retired police officer, 30 years on the job. My dad
is
retired military, 30 years active duty in the Army, served through three wars. Where's our tax break? Where's the tax break for the first responders
who put their lives on the line, from military who put their lives on the line.
Great
These
point.
Athletes, I mean, God bless them. They train hard. But, you know, they put their pants on one leg at a time, just like everyone else.
Yeah, and I'm not anti-athlete here. Don't get me wrong. I'm ready for them to get their tax break. But you're right, Alex. I mean, you talk about this kind of, you know, the rationale behind it. You can certainly say this should go to our first responders as well. Instead, you know, at the DNC, you see first responders vilified by the Democrats. Or they're either vilified with their Black Lives Matter segment, or they're treated like they're pitiful victims when they did the 9/11 first responders segment. But listen to what Chuck Schumer says about athletes and tell me if this doesn't apply to cops and firefighters.
Absolutely. Now, years and years of unrelenting training.
You bet.
Representing our country on a global stage.
Yes, sir.
Achieving one of the greatest feats in the world.
In the world, period. I stopped it there. It doesn't have to be in their sport. All right. Well, what do you think of Chuck Schumer's? Don't you love the rich irony of this?
Very.
Who else can fit that bill? Years of unrelenting training, representing our country, doing great things for America on a global stage. How about people who work at high-tech firms that invent things that then end up changing our world through great technology? How about pharmaceutical companies? Oh, remember the big, bad, evil pharmaceutical companies? Well, they've got a hell of a lot of training that they put in, and they change the world by curing diseases, but no, we tax them through the roof.
Can we just add talk radio people to the list?
Yeah, I'm getting to that.
Okay, thanks.
888-630-9625.
It is now 8:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and our Friday morning commute, let's start with the good news. 270, light volume, only slowing, approaching and passing the exit 4109. A little bit lighter than normal, beltway through Silver Spring on the outer loop. Inner loop watch, we have an unusual brief delay along the right side to exit to go south in New Hampshire Avenue. It was the crash at the end of that exit ramp, which they're clearing. Cleared out to the Wilson Bridge. Now, Virginia, we've been busy. 66, the latest problem is in Centerville with the crash. Eastbound 66, right as you come up to the exit for 28 Centerville. Now, I just watched the fire truck leave, but I still have the VDOT truck and the police car there for everyone's safety. That's over on the shoulder. So the right lane still blocked in Centerville. And 234 southbound, south of 66, remains blocked with accident investigation. 95 north in Dale City, incident to the right shoulder, and southbound 95 at 123. But it looks like they're trying to get that moved over to the right shoulder as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, a chance of a shower or thunderstorm today, tonight, a 40% chance of rain tomorrow. The high today, 87. The low overnight, 75. Tomorrow, 92 degrees. And on Sunday, a really glorious day. It'll be warmish at 92, 93, but a lot of sunshine and the humidity should drop down quite a bit. Currently in the nation's capital, 76 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by the Collins Firm.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Monday in Bethesda or Thursday in Tyson's Corner.
Coming with
I'll
Olympics
tell you
again.
All about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Tonight's the first night of the Olympics, and over the course of the next 2.5 weeks, we're going to have some great memorable moments. And what's more inspirational than that moment when an athlete representing our country gets up there on the podium, gets their gold medal, and you hear the Star-Spangled Banner, not a dry eye in the house anywhere from sea to shining sea here in America, and then as soon as they drop off the podium, it's more like...
Pony up that half of that bigger reward.
Is someone looking like Lois Lerner just knocks on the door there and says, hey, give me half that $25,000
you just got. That's absolutely right.
Well, Chuck Schumer says, let's do away with those taxes. But he says it because of this.
Now, years and years of unrelenting training, representing our country on a global stage, achieving one of the greatest feats in the world in their sport. Our athletes deserve thanks and praise, not a bill from the IRS.
Well, I would say that there are millions of people in America who have years and years of training, who work their butts off. Mm-hmm. They also represent our country and provide for our country, and they achieve at the highest level, and they deserve thanks and praise, not a bill from the IRS.
I mean, we heard from first responders. That's a good one. How about teachers?
Yeah.
There's a good one.
Alex in Falls Church here on WMAL. What do you say to Chuck Schumer, Alex?
No, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, my question is why now? 2016, we've had Olympics for years. Chuck Schumer has been in Congress for 50 years. Why all of a sudden 2016 we want to take, we remove those taxes? What has changed today? I'm just wondering if there's something else going on we haven't seen.
I think this is just a politician trying to make headlines and make himself look good.
That's what he does.
Injecting politics into
You know what they say about Chuck Schumer on Capitol Hill? The most dangerous place on Capitol Hill is between Chuck Schumer and a television camera.
Roberto and Sterling, you're next up on WMAL. Hello, Roberto.
Hey, Roberto.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, you're on. Go.
Yeah. Hey.
All right, Roberto, we're having trouble connecting, but you wanted to make a great point, which was they didn't get those medals on their own. They didn't build that. I think that's a great line. All right. Oh, look at this.
Oh,
line six.
Who's that on line six?
It's Washington Redskins great Joe Theismann calling in. What do you think of this, Joe?
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Hey, you make so much sense, but thing is this is the problem with Schumer. He lives in the past. These aren't amateur athletes anymore. What about our basketball players? What about the golfers that are a part of the Olympics? They train for their sport. I mean, I agree with the first responders and the police and the military, but you just can't, get your head out of the sand and realize that it's no longer an amateur competition in the Olympics.
That is a great point.
These are paid professional athletes.
Well, in many of these sports, I mean, listen, I don't know how many people are professional crew members, you know, or track and field, but you're right. NBA millionaires are going down to Rio to play for the gold, and they're going to get a tax break on their $25,000.
How about the golfers? I mean, the top 50 golfers in the world make $1.5 million.
Now, Joe, do you wish that they had an American or an Olympic football team back in the day?
Oh, gosh, no.
I think you guys would have cleaned up.
No, I just, you know what? I appreciate the Olympics, and I appreciate every athlete that represents their country, especially the U.S. of A. But I listen to people talk. That's why there ought to be term limits in Congress, because you don't live in the past. These are professionals that are playing now that actually earn a living. They just don't train for 4 years in the old days when you had amateur participation. And if back then, sure, it would have made sense, but not in this day and age.
It's a great point,
Joe.
Let's move to a new era.
You make an excellent point, but since you have called in and since we do have you here, I just have to ask you the question: how do you think the Redskins are shaping up this year?
I think they're shaping up very well. This is Jay Gruden's third year. Kirk Cousins has looked exceptional during the OTAs, mini camps, and through the early part of training camp. It's a deeper football team. It's a very talented football team. And the expectations are not just pie-in-the-sky expectations this year.
So you like
this
that?
This football team can be good. I do. I like the direction of this football team a lot.
All right.
Joe Theismann, Washington Redskins legend.
And WMAL listener.
Yeah, and despite your questionable choice of a college program for football, we still like you a lot, Joe.
Well, that's okay. See, people like you make mistakes, but that's okay. We forgive you.
Go Blue, Joe.
Go Irish.
822.
Thanks, Joe.
On WMAL.
It's good to hear from you.
This election could have an enormous negative impact on how your long-term capital gains are taxed. Call 301-924-2160 for a free consultation from the advisors at Eaglestone Tax and Wealth to go over your current investment strategy, or find them at EaglestoneTaxWealth.com.
I thought you were going to ask him if he's going to run for Senate in Virginia.
Well, no, I think
he should.
I care more about football right now than that.
Me too. Ted Britt Automotive is the place to go for confidence and an amazing experience in purchasing a car. When you're going to buy a new or pre-owned vehicle, one of the nagging things in the back of your head there is, oh, what if I have problems with this car? What if it's a whole bunch of hassle? Well, here's the thing. See, Ted Britt has this great program called Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every single vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. My gosh, right there, you got confidence in the vehicle you're driving off with. Boy, you're going to be happy with that car, right? But you're also going to be happy with the deal they give you. Ted Britt, they have great deals, the best deals in the area, on over 1,200 vehicles in stock, prices up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of Chevy, Ford, and Lincoln models. Also, by the way, Ted Britt, two Harley-Davidson locations. You can get your hog out there. Tons of new and pre-owned bikes to choose from. Go ahead, schedule your next service with Ted Britt right now. You can see what kind of service you're going to get. And, you know, while you're out on the lot, waiting for your car to be serviced, you can check it out. See what else they've got. Visit one of their 9 great locations or online at TedBritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
Let's offer patients with cancer more to hope for than a cookbook treatment. At Inova, we give patients a voice in their own care
by participating in precision medicine therapies at the molecular level. When conventional therapies are inadequate, we use the DNA of a patient's cancer to guide them to the right treatment, often through a clinical trial. Learn more about your precision cancer treatment team at Inova.org/precision. Inova. Join the future of health.
Home Air Services will turn your home into a cool, comfortable oasis this summer. Save up to $1,500 on a new Linux system. Home Air Services can help keep your home comfortable. Call 301-984-0161 today. License number 9504.
It is now 8:25 on WMAL. Now, time for traffic and weather. Be 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through town, it has been fantastic this morning on both 50 and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway through Chevrolet. Just brief delays heading up the signal lights of Bladensburg Road on New York Avenue, 295 heavy past East Capitol Street, and lanes open on the freeway. Not complaining about that. That looks good. Some problems, hiccups, though. Virginia, 66 East in Centerville. Just as you approach the exit for 28 Centerville, accident along the right side on 234 Sudley Road, just south of I-66 at Coverstone Drive. Accident investigation continues. You're under police direction there. Medevac has left the scene of the crash. It's been gone for a while now. 95 northbound, heavy as you head through Dumfries, off and on up into Woodbridge. The crash before 123 was along the right. Southbound had a separate incident near 123. They moved that to the shoulder. Traffic update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. Now, if your computer's running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com. Get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Starting to get a little warmer, a little more humidity now as we work ahead toward the weekend. A hit or miss storm around today. Lots of clouds, 87 into the 90s with severe storms by tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 76 degrees, 826.
Now, years and years of unrelenting training, representing our country on a global stage, achieving one of the greatest feats in the world in their sport. Our athletes deserve thanks and praise, not a bill from the IRS.
Thank you, Senator Schumer, for at least conceding publicly that our tax system is punitive, that our tax system penalizes the people who are training, educating themselves, working hard, and achieving. Thank you for at least acknowledging that. We're asking, though, why stop with Olympic athletes? Greg and Olney, you're next up on WMAL. Hey, Greg.
Hey, guys, I want to put a plug in for the members of the clandestine service who train for years in tradecraft, go out among the world, do their job, and then they get given up by people like Hillary Clinton who decide to put stuff over their unclassified server, and now they're running for their lives. And if they do die, they end up with a star at Langley. So, yeah, I want to put a plug in for those folks.
Amen
to
that,
Greg. There you go.
And I appreciate it. It's 8:27 on WMAL.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. For more information, visit WMAL.com and type in keyword today's. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
This week on The Retirement Professor.
I really worry about near retirees understanding how their TSP works, understanding their TSP options, and really learning how to protect themselves from full exposure to volatility that the TSP provides.
More lessons on your federal benefits with The Retirement Professor, Winter Troxell, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL, or visit retirementprofessorradio.com.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Mortgage rates are pushing all-time lows. This is Dan Smith with Private Plus Mortgage, and our clients are locking in 30-year rates in the threes and 15s in the twos. So call Private Plus today for your all-time low. You deserve it. 888-220-6200. 888-220-6200.
Private Bank of Buckhead, 3 Piedmont Center, Atlanta, Georgia, 30305. Actual terms may vary. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 758195. Call toll-free for credit costs and terms.
Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll check in with Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel. It's 8:30 in the nation's capital. Time for more news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. The federal government reports in just a few minutes on the July employment picture. Experts say they expect it may ease concerns about a struggling U.S. economy. Economists have forecast that employers added 175,000 jobs in July. New this morning, Donald Trump is now walking back his claim of the last couple of days that he saw a video of Iranian officials offloading those $400 million in cash sent by the U.S. last January.
You look at the words here. I'm not sure if this is so much a correction as revisionism. Let's look at the tweet that Trump sent out a short time ago on this video. It says, the plane I saw on television was the hostage plane in Geneva, Switzerland, not the plane carrying $400 million in cash going to Iran, exclamation point.
Correspondent Jim Sciutto. Meanwhile, President Obama strongly denies that that $400 million payment to Iran was ransom, even though it coincided with the release of four Americans being held by Tehran. Researchers at the University of Maryland will be part of the first human testing of a Zika virus vaccine. The NIH announced the human trials. The University of Maryland will be one of three study sites for the vaccine. There's going to be no shortage of samba, culture, or diversity in tonight's opening ceremony for the 2016 Summer Olympics in Rio. Brazil is ready to showcase its traditions and environmental wonders. And there was going to be a ceremony Monday at which the federal government would hand over $900 million toward construction of the Purple Line. But now that's been postponed indefinitely, thanks to a judge's ruling, effectively making the Purple Line ineligible for federal funds. And D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton is joining those opposing plans to permanently end late-night service on Metrorail. In a statement, Norton says she's strongly against the idea, saying it would disproportionately hurt working-class people on the night shift. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,352, the Nasdaq at 5166. Sports a night off for the Nationals. They host the Giants tonight. The Orioles lose to Texas. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Attention homeowners, with this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops or something doesn't seem quite right, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's right, a free service call with any repair. That's huge savings. If your AC breaks down, ARS Rescue Router is ready to help 24 hours a day. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Built for business. Waiting. No one enjoys it. With Comcast Business, you can do less of it. Because Comcast Business Internet is up to 5 times faster than DSL from the phone company, which means less waiting for things like security backups and file downloads. Plus, it's a better value when you select the fastest plan. So do what nearly 1,000 businesses do every day and choose Comcast Business. Unless you'd prefer to wait. Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add one voice line and TV for just $34.90 a month for 2 years. And ask about their low price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. That's 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 8/31/16. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Find out how you can earn a respected degree from an accredited state university. Meet with a UMUC advisor during Open House Week starting July 30th. Get started fulfilling your dreams. For times and locations near you, visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
At Indeed Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean.
You need Hadid.
Right now, get our best deal ever.
Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free.
For details, go to joehadid.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. The July jobs report just out. The Labor Department says employers added 255,000 jobs. The unemployment rate remains 4.9%. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First of the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
The Beltway has not been so bad this morning, but now in Tyson's with the stalled vehicle, we have a lane blocked that's giving us delays. So on the inner loop, as you come out of Annandale, just be prepared as you pass 66 off and on to Route 7 and stay out of that left lane as they try to get that towed out of there. Heaviest stretch on the Maryland Beltway will be after, just as you pass Colesville Road to Georgia Avenue, and we'll take that any day. Now, the Baltimore-Washington Parkway incident was reported near 197. Didn't give a direction, but I'm seeing delays each direction. So everyone keep alert on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway if you're approaching 197. 270 wide open. Frederick down through to the Beltway. And 95 Virginia, another tough spot that we've had this morning. Northbound before 123, we had the crash. And southbound as you pass 123, had the broken down. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Lots of clouds in now. The gray sky will be with us with some sunshine today. Stray showers, thunder showers at any time, mainly this afternoon, though 87. Tonight, that threat for a shower thunderstorm early, 75. Tomorrow, we may get some severe storms. Nothing widespread, but the chances there, hotter, 92. Sunday, sunshine, low 90s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 76 in Dumfries, 72 and only 76 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Join us on the line right now, the anchor of Special Report on Fox News, our good friend Brett Baer. Good morning to you, Brett.
Good morning.
Listen to this.
We do not pay ransom for hostages.
That's what the president said yesterday. However, on the Fox Business Channel and on Fox News, I detect that some people are having a little trouble taking the facts and matching them up with what the president has said.
Yes. I think a couple of interviews have lent some more to that, and one of them was one of the hostages, Abedini, who was on the plane getting ready to take off from Tehran to Geneva, and they were delayed several hours, he said. And when he asked why they weren't taking off, he was told that they were waiting for another plane to land before that plane could take off. And when pressed about the timing of the planes at the State Department, They said they didn't have an answer for that, and they would have to take that question.
Yeah, you know, within minutes of this story starting to come out of the Wall Street Journal earlier this week, the first thing I said was, what matters here is the order that the planes left the airport. I mean, did the hostages or the prisoners leave after the plane with the money arrived? If that is, then you have to look at that and say, well, the Iranians at least looked at this as quid pro quo.
Yeah, and they reported it as such in their media. They talked about it as such. The generals have said it. You know, the administration says that that's all talking for domestic consumption. But the bottom line is it looks really bad, and it sends a signal around the globe, and even to Iran, which, by the way, has captured two other Americans that are currently held hostage.
Yes.
Inside Iran.
And Brett, it seems the media, if they have an interest in this, and my gosh, they sure should, there's a pretty easy way to really quickly cut through the spin and cut through the distractions with either Mr. Ernest there at the White House or the president, as they had an opportunity yesterday, and that is to just keep asking the same question until there is a definitive answer, and that is, would they have released these hostages when they released them unless they had gotten the money when they got the money? That's the beginning, middle, and end of it, isn't it? And it seems like that's a pretty simple question to answer.
Yeah, and, you know, they will say that this is nuanced. It's not part of the Iran nuclear deal. This is a, you know, a side thing, but we weren't paying money. The money was part of the original money that Iran had. I mean, there's
right.
all kinds of sides to this. But the bottom line is a cargo plane, unmarked, landed in Tehran moments before a plane with American hostages took off to Geneva, Switzerland.
Yeah,
it's pretty bizarre. Other things, the state of the campaign right now. I mean, a lot of Republicans, one hears, you don't see many names attached to these comments, but a lot of reports out there that establishment Republicans, RNC folks, are getting a little nervous about the state of the Donald Trump campaign. What are you picking up?
Yeah, I think it's there. I think panic is a strong word, but I think definite nervousness about it. You know, Mitch McConnell had advised all the Senate candidates if Trump's poll numbers are collapsing, that they should drop him like a hot rock, in his words. I think that you're starting to see fundraising appeals. Paul Ryan sent one out saying we need to hold Congress Republican to push back against President Clinton. You know, that's in the fundraising letter. I think you're starting to see things like this, that, you know, states that aren't supposed to be close, Georgia, Utah, Missouri, are close, or Clinton's leading.
And yet, I mean, listen, the news cycle this past week has not been beneficial to Mr. Trump. And yet at the same time, it could have been pretty hard on Hillary Clinton as well, considering her exclusive interview with your own Chris Wallace there on Fox News Sunday, where there's no two ways to put it. She just sort of, I guess you're supposed to say, skirted the truth or misspoke or said an untruth. But it was a remarkable moment. And I know that you've covered the email scandal quite a bit, Brett. And I don't see there's any two ways about her flat out staring at Chris Wallace saying, well, no, FBI Director Comey said this. I'm surprised that hasn't been picked up as much, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's true. I mean, we covered it a lot. I've seen it covered other places. I've also seen the campaign manager, Robbie Mook, go out and try to say the same exact thing that Comey essentially was giving her a free pass, saying that she was truthful to the American public. Well, and she said it last night at a campaign event. That's just not the case.
No,
and you
it's
can
not.
Play, it's like we don't have videotape. You can play the video clip.
Yeah.
And it's diametrically opposed.
Speaking of videotape, Brett.
Oh, yes, there's a little thing we need to ask.
Yeah, we haven't really been able to say this. We've been so busy with the RNC and the DNC, and you've been busy traveling in Cleveland. It's great to touch base with you again. A little thing happened in Cleveland at the RNC. It involves Stephen Colbert. Listen to this audio here. He set up a camera right by the condiment station where people in the media and delegates were going to, you know, put condiments on their hot dogs. And listen to what happened.
An hour and 50 minutes in, our condiment cam caught Fox News anchor Brett Baer, friend of the show, filling a water bottle with mustard. It's absolutely true. Here he is pumping mustard into his bottle, and He kind of looks around before he leaves. Why is Brett Baer hoarding mustard?
Brett, I mean, that's a legitimate question.
Inquiring minds want to know,
what do
Brett?
You know that we don't know?
It's so funny. So I appeared on Stephen Colbert's show, and we had talked about all these funny stories and kind of anecdotes, you know, stuff you do before you go on one of these shows, and he never got to any of the funny stuff. It was all serious. It was a lot of serious questions, but it worked out fine. It was great to be on. But my assistant said he is streaming this live shot of the condiment station on his Facebook page. And I thought, well, let's try to do something funny that catches his producer's eye and gets on the show. So I see the lady with the phone streaming the condiment station, and I walk up with a half full water bottle, and I kind of look around, and I squirt French's mustard into the water bottle, and then I sneak off. And I think to myself, I think that that's probably going to get somebody's attention. Yeah. And sure enough, it did. And then we ran a kicker and explained it all the next
day. So you're just mad. But you actually put the mustard in a bottle that had water.
The water was in it. Oh, yeah.
The water was in it, yeah.
That was.
So it's not like it's not the weight loss secret. It is not that I like French's mustard.
Well, I was going to say, Brett, I mean, we did run India out there in Cleveland and in Philly, and you are looking good. You've been losing a lot of weight.
I have been. I've been trying. But it's not the mustard.
It's not the mustard. All right. Well, yeah, listen, hey, you could come out with the Brett Baer diet plan.
If it works.
You betcha.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, Brett, enjoy the Olympics.
Yes.
I'm guessing you're going to watch the Olympics a little bit?
Yeah, I am. I mean, I'm excited. I know that this Olympics is getting a rough start at the beginning. And in fact, I saw a logo the other day. It had all the colors of the Olympics in mosquitoes, which is not a good not a good thing. But listen, I think it's going to be fun to watch anyway.
It will be. All right, Brett Baer, Fox News 10. Always good to have you, sir.
We'll see you.
It's now 8:45 on WMAL.
Are you buying the mustard, Star?
I
think there's something.
There was water in it. I don't know.
I think there's something up there.
That's hilarious, though. 8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, very good. Let's go, Virginia. On Interstate 95, expect delays each direction heading in and out of Dale City, Woodbridge. We've had two separate incidents, northbound before 123 and southbound as you pass the Occoquan as well. So just keep alert as police try to resolve all of this. Inner loop of the Beltway as you approach 236, Little River Turnpike. That's where the delays begin to take you to the broken down at Route 7 on the inner loop of the Beltway and through Tyson's. And then you shake free. You're good up and toward the American Legion Bridge. Toll Road and Greenway, much better morning this morning. Not too much to talk about. Brief delay 66 east at the exit for Centerville. The incident now to the right shoulder. Still under police direction. 234 Sudley Road, south of 66. Had a serious crash. Do what again for police to get you on through. And for 270, love it, Frederick down to the Beltway, delay free. Baltimore Washington Parkway slows each way near 197. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Lots of clouds in now. The gray sky will be with us with some sunshine today. Stray showers, thunder showers at any time, mainly this afternoon, though 87. Tonight, that threat for a shower thunderstorm early, 75. Tomorrow, we may get some severe storms. Nothing widespread, but the chance is there. Hotter, 92. Sunday sunshine, low 90s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 76 degrees. It's 8:47.
Did you know that you can save an additional 10% off during tax-free weekend in your local Staples store? Mention this offer at checkout to receive 10% off your in-store purchase during tax-free weekend. Some exclusions apply. Cannot be combined with select in-store offers. Visit staples.com/tax-free for full details and exclusions. Staples, make more happen.
Well, for those of you who really miss that amazing AMC program Breaking Bad and don't want to go through the process of streaming it again and binging it, there may be kind of a reality show very similar to Breaking Bad. You remember the story of a chemistry teacher finds out he's got cancer, so he turns to making crystal meth to provide for his family after he dies. And, well, it was a brilliant series. Well, it may be playing out in real life in a weird way, right here in our backyard, Fairfax
what?
City.
Fairfax
this,
City?
This story just...
Right here in Fairfax City?
Right here in this, yes, yes, sir. This just broke within the last hour. Fairfax City police have announced that they have arrested three men in a methamphetamine distribution chain. Now, this is not in and of itself a big story. This, I'm sure, happens, sadly, more often than not. But arrested, the three people were Costin Lee McLaughlin, 21 years old, of Maryland, Juan Jose Fernandez, 34 years old, from Maryland, and one... Where's his name?
Okay. Richard Scott.
Richard, thank you. Richard Scott Silverstone.
Silverthorne.
Silverthorne of Fairfax, 50 years old. Now, Richard Scott Silverthorne, for those of you in the area, if you recognize his name, there's a reason you do. He is the mayor of the city of Fairfax.
Oh, my God.
And he also works as a substitute teacher at Fairfax County Public Schools.
Oh, my gosh.
And he was arrested trying to sell meth to undercover cops. And this is a remarkable, remarkable story. The undercover detective, reading now from the report sent by Fairfax County Police Department, an undercover detective created a profile on this website. Within a few days, the suspect made contact through the website. After the initial exchange, the suspect communicated via text message. During the course of communication, the suspect advised that he could provide methamphetamine for sexual encounters. Undercover detectives agreed to meet the suspect for a group sexual encounter in exchange for methamphetamine.
Oh my.
The suspect arranged to bring methamphetamine along with other men to the engagement, and that's the mayor.
The mayor of Fairfax City. Oh, my God.
So that just broke. That's all the details we have right now, but we will continue to follow it. And
well, they're going to hold a press conference, I see, so we'll have some more details on this,
But the people who look at Breaking Bad and say, oh, come on, this could never happen, it's happening right now in our backyard. It's 8:49 on WMAL.
The credit crisis of 08's long gone. The Brexit vote has come and gone, but our own election is fast approaching. It's enough to rattle anyone. And is it making you nervous about your investments? Hi, Rick Edelman here, and I want to help you rescue your money. So come to my brand new seminar, Rescue Your Money, based on my number one best-selling book. You'll discover the one major investment goal you should have, the two major obstacles you'll face, the seven ways investors fail, the one big question you need to answer, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. You'll also get a free copy of Rescue Your Money. The seminar comes to Bethesda, Annapolis, and Columbia Tuesday and Wednesday, August 16th and 17th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have more than $5,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Credit Associates, and we're offering you free information on how to virtually eliminate your credit card debt and make your monthly payment affordable. To see how much you could save, call now, 1-800-700-3515. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. Credit Associates. Live better debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling now. For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call Credit Associates now and see how much money you could save for free. Call 1-800-700-3515. That's 1-800-700-3515.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
According to a new study in the journal Sleep, a lack of sleep might stoke your appetite like marijuana does. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. You know, we've known for a while that sleep deprivation, even just one night of it, can lead to overeating and weight gain. But now researchers at the University of Chicago have linked it to endocannabinoids. That's our body's version of THC, also the active ingredient in marijuana. Like THC, this chemical can make you want to eat super palatable foods that are high in fat, sugar, and salt. This is all according to the study's authors. So what should you do after a bad night's sleep? Well, try and stave off your increased appetite by simply staying hydrated. A lot of the time when we think we're hungry, we're really just thirsty. Also, stock up on healthy snacks. When you do get that sugar craving, reach for fruit for a quick hit of energy. I promise you, it's going to keep you going a lot longer than a candy bar. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500.
When you need, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the? Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Goldbond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Goldbond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Goldbond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
855 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, overall, not so bad. Commuters enjoying the 270 trip, the ride around the Maryland Beltway, not so bad. The delays to the Wilson Bridge ease. Now, where we have some volume, Baltimore-Washington Parkway each direction and Laurel near 197. Virginia Beltway Interloop to get past the broken down at Route 7 and Tyson's and then beyond, you're okay. And then 95 each way in the Woodbridge area slow. We had two separate incidents, northbound before you get to 123 and southbound south of the Occoquan. 395 lighter than normal Beltway across the 14th Street Bridge. Now, if your computer is running slow, just go to mycleanpc.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. Activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. And now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Lots of clouds in now. The gray sky will be with us with some sunshine today. Stray showers, thunder showers at any time, mainly this afternoon, though 87. Tonight, that threat for a shower thunderstorm early, 75. Tomorrow, we may get some severe storms. Nothing widespread, but the chances there, hotter, 92. Sunday, sunshine, low 90s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 76 degrees. It is now 8:56.
L-O-L.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I won't argue with that.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Northern Virginia Community College knows you're busy, so they offer convenient locations and flexible schedules, including online options, to make it easy to fit college into your active life. With an associate degree from Nova, you could earn $500,000 more than with just a high school diploma. Plus, Nova's guaranteed admission agreements help you transfer seamlessly for your bachelor's degree. Nova's next session begins August 22nd. Get started today by visiting nvcc.edu/startstrong.
Let's offer patients with cancer more to hope for than a cookbook treatment. At Inova, we give patients a voice in their own care by participating in precision medicine therapies at the molecular level. When conventional therapies are inadequate, we use the DNA of a patient's cancer to guide them to the right treatment, often through a clinical trial. Learn more about your precision cancer treatment team at inova.org/precision. Inova, join the future of health.
Digital Government Institute's 930Gov is back for its fourth annual technology conference and expo at the D.C. Convention Center, Wednesday, August 24th only. Featuring conferences on cybersecurity, customer experience, records management, knowledge management, DevOps, and Agile. Attend, learn, and network with leading experts from each of these communities. Registration is free for government and industry. 930Gov, Wednesday, August 24th only. Go to 930gov.com. That's 930gov.com.
Do you have glaucoma or high eye pressure? Are your daily eye drops interrupting your life? Local doctors are conducting a clinical research study of an investigational dropless therapy and are in need of participants. You must have glaucoma or high eye pressure in both eyes, be at least 18 years old, and have not had surgery for your glaucoma. Qualified participants will receive study medication at no cost. You will receive regular study-related eye exams by an eye doctor throughout the study. No insurance is needed, and compensation is available. For more information and to see if you qualify, call 1-888-394-7820 or visit eyecarestudy.com. That's 1-888-394-7820 or eyecarestudy.com. Limited space is available. Call or visit today. Participation is at no cost, and compensation for time and travel may be available for qualified participants. Visit eyecarestudy.com or call 1-888-394-7820 today.
Sponsored by the Artemis Study.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Well, on Monday, Joe DeGenova, and we'll have live reports from Rio, from the Olympics.
And I want to remind you, today at 5 o'clock, the entire hour in studio is Dorothy Woods, the widow of Ty Woods, one of the Navy SEAL heroes from that night in Benghazi, and she's got plenty to say about the prospect of Hillary Clinton being the next commander-in-chief. Please tune in for that the whole hour. Here comes Chris Plant. Hello, Chris
Plant. Tune in for that, and she's wonderful. I've met her, and she really is wonderful. She's going to be a great guest, too. I want to get into $400 million and where the president gets piles of cash like that, and he had a what we will call a press conference yesterday. What question would you have asked?